This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on April 21st, 2015. I'm Mark Boulanger. 2 years ago, thousands of workers at the Rana Plaza in Bangladesh were killed or injured, yet many of the workers or their families are still waiting for compensation. Radio Labour's senior correspondent, C. Marie Ainsborough, has a report.
A global coalition of labor unions, NGOs, and campaigning websites are marking the second anniversary of the Rana Plaza disaster. On April 24, 2013, 1,200 garment workers were killed in the building collapse. Most were young women. 2,200 were injured. The International Labour Organization, the ILO, estimated that $30 million was needed for a compensation program. The fund is still $8 million short. The fight to win compensation for the victims and families has been led by two global union federations, Industrial and Uni. Industrial represents the garment workers. Uni represents retail workers who sell the garments. Both federations have been organizing a campaign to force the clothing brands to pay their share of the compensation. The campaign recently won a victory when the Italian clothing company Benetton finally agreed to pay $1 million. However, unions and NGOs have estimated that the company should be paying $4 million. Dalia Hashad is the campaign director for the campaigning site Avaaz.
It is wonderful that Benetton has finally contributed. Unfortunately, the amount they've contributed is really disappointing. Thousands of people lost their lives or had their lives completely destroyed. And what we really needed to see from Benetton was that they embraced the values that they publicly hold out to the world, that they would consider these people who make their clothes part of the Benetton family. So we would have liked to see them take a leadership position in providing stronger compensation to really fill the fund.
Ms. Hashad says many companies have not yet paid a penny into the fund or have not paid enough.
There are so many other brands that really need to step up and contribute. They haven't yet contributed. Everything from Carrefour to Walmart and the Children's Place to JCPenney, all of them either have not given a cent or need to give more and haven't given nearly enough. When workers die, companies can't walk away. That needs to be a basic fact of doing business in this global economy now.
Yerky Reyna is the general secretary of Industrial. He was asked what unions can do to help the garment workers in Bangladesh.
Well, it's important to get this message also from consumers to the brands. So I would just invite everybody to go to social media, go to Facebook sites of the brands and tell them what you think that they should pay in. Use them in your Twitter accounts. Everybody should participate, and all the brands should participate to close this, one of the most shameful chapters in the history book of the global garment industry, and to move on. The historic Bangladesh Accord on Fire and Building Safety is already changing the factories into safe ones. Now, last September, we finalized the inspections of 1,500 factories where more than 2 million workers toil. Now we move into the reparation phase of the dangerous factories. But we still need living wages with decent working hours, with safe working places, and that way we will change the face of the global garment industry in the years to come.
This is C. Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
In other news, the International Trade Union Confederation, the ITUC, is condemning a $300 million claim being charged against El Salvador. The claim is being made in a corporate court under a procedure called ISDS. El Salvador is being forced to pay the money because it denied a permit to an Australian-Canadian mining company on environmental grounds. ISDS is the Investor State Dispute Settlement Procedure, which sets up courts for corporations that think governments have hampered their profit-making activities. Last week, 50,000 people demonstrated against an EU-US trade deal, which includes ISDS. And that's it, international labor news you can use. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.